Okay, part two of my 2012 extravaganza. The first part I was just talking about. If you haven't listened to that, I just got back from seeing 2012, the movie. Not highly impressed, but I think you probably could have guessed that. Now, here's the thing. I find the whole subject of 2012, the year 2012, kind of fascinating. And so I've really followed it for a while. Before it was a particularly popular thing to do. These days, everybody's talking about it. But I want to start by saying that I don't particularly believe, quote unquote, anything. But I have been sort of following why people are believing certain things that they're believing. So here we go. Basically, what I'm talking about is, where to begin? For one thing, if you listen to the science in the movie, there is no science in the movie. It's absolutely ridiculous, the entire thing, from pretty much start to finish. The notion that neutrinos could somehow mutate, how a subatomic particle mutates is a little bit beyond, it's a little bit over my pay grade, but apparently in the movie, the neutrinos mutate, somehow the super solar flares mutate the neutrinos, which then bake the interior of the Earth, and that causes the Earth to expand, or it becomes an orange, or I don't know. There's a lot of that kind of stuff in there, and you have to ignore every bit of that. Here's the thing. Here's why you have a lot of people that are talking about 2012. In a couple of places in the story, they mention very fleetingly the Mayans, which, you know, good for them. At least they managed to stick that in there. That all comes from the Mayan long count calendar, which ends very strangely on November 21st, 2012. What exactly the significance of that date is very much up for grabs, but that's pretty much where it is. You don't actually have the Mayans coming right out and saying the world is ending, but it's just a very significant, important sort of thing to them. It's hard to say exactly why. I could talk for an hour just on that, but moving along, there is plenty of very odd scientific information around 2012 that, is it going to cause the apocalypse? Not as far as I know, but it is very, very strange. For instance, 2012 is actually a year when we should be arriving at the peak solar plane overhead there, should be arriving at peak solar output. Which essentially means that sunspot activity, which runs in a roughly 11-year cycle, should be at a maximum at around 2012. What that actually means is that sunspots and the activity in the sun very directly affect weather here on Earth and lots of different things that actually happen here on Earth. We're going through an extremely low solar period right now, very unusually low. We don't really know what it means. We don't know why it's happening. There's a theory by a Russian scientist actually named Dmitriev. I want to say his name is Alexei Dmitriev, who has suggested that some of the odd effects that we've found in our solar system, not just with the sun, but with some unusual data that we're getting in from Jupiter, from Saturn. Uranus seems to be sort of heating up for some reason. He's conjectured that possibly our solar system, which is moving through the galaxy, has been dipping in and out over very long periods of time of higher energy levels, sort of energy clouds, you could say, in the solar system. And then if that's the case, then maybe this higher energy state is somehow heating up what we call the photosphere, or the, you could sort of look at the photosphere, instead of thinking of the solar system as being a bunch of balls on a sort of a grade school model of the planets, think of it like a big fuzzy ball of light, and that's the extent of the sun's influence. And it's sort of riding into this higher energy level is what he and some of the other scientists are suggesting. It's very possible. That could actually have some significant effects. One of the things they were talking about, the Mayans didn't believe anything about planetary alignment. What they actually were saying is that for the first time in a very long time, in 2012, the sun is going to block the Earth from the center of the galaxy. What does it mean? No idea, but that is actually something that's going to happen. Oh, I could keep going, but I've only got like 5 seconds left. I might do another one later. Hope you're well.